Walmart, the nation's largest private sector employer, said it's giving 500,000 of its workers a raise. The minimum wage at Walmart and Sam's Club stores in the U.S. will increase to $9 an hour starting in April. And next year, it will go up more to $10 an hour. NPR's Yuki Noguchi reports.
In a message to employees, Walmart CEO Doug McMillon made good on his months-long promise to bump wages for the company's lowest-paid workers.
It's clear to me that one of the highest priorities today must be an investment in you, our associates.
500,000 Walmart workers will be making $1.75 more than the federal minimum starting in April. The company will also make changes to its hiring and training programs, which, along with the wage increase, will cost Walmart $1 billion this year. As for why the company made the move now, there are a few explanations.
It is the workers who came together and demanded that they want higher wages and better working conditions.
Hae-young Yoon is deputy director at the National Employment Law Project, a workers' advocacy group. She says for several years, Walmart workers, along with workers in fast food and domestic work, have won popular support for higher wages. Yoon also points to the many states and cities that have already raised their minimum wages. Walmart's decision, she says, is a good one.
But we have to really make sure that these are not just empty promises.
But many, including Walmart's own CEO, say the pay increase also reflects an economic reality. The labor market has improved, and other companies, including retailers that would compete against Walmart for talent, have already raised their wages. Panera Bread and Aetna recently raised wages for their lowest paid workers. Gap, Costco, and IKEA also already pay higher than the federal minimum. David French is senior vice president at the National Retail Federation.
Minimum wage is really a political issue. I think Walmart making this decision reflects a business reality.
French says there's healthy competition for talent, and very few retail workers earn the minimum wage.
Most retailers, especially larger retailers, pay well above minimum wages.
But pay is only part of the issue for Anthony Rodriguez, who works at Walmart in Rosemead, California. He says a pay increase is good for his coworkers earning less than he does. But Rodriguez says he and many of his colleagues want to work more and worry the pay increase could lead to fewer hours. He's looking for a second job, but says it's hard because his hours at Walmart fluctuate week to week.
Because they do change my schedule up and down, whether it's morning or night.
Walmart said today it is trying to address some of those concerns. It plans to institute a new system it says will give workers more control over their schedules. Yuki Noguchi, NPR News, Washington.